AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Pakistan is preparing for new talks between the U.S. and Iran, even as tensions rise around the Strait of Hormuz. The U.S. seized an Iranian cargo ship over the weekend, accusing it of evading a blockade. Iran's military has vowed to respond. With the ceasefire set to expire Wednesday, Pakistan has intensified diplomatic efforts to resume talks tomorrow. Pakistani officials say Iranian authorities have expressed willingness to send a delegation for a second round of talks in Islamabad. In Shreveport, Louisiana, officials and relatives say a man killed 8 children, including 7 of his own, and shot 2 women in 2 homes yesterday. Authorities say the children ranged in age from 3 to 11. The man died after a police pursuit that ended with officers firing on him. A cousin said that 2 women who were shot were the mothers of the gunman's children. She said the husband and wife had been arguing about their separation and were due in court today. Wildfire survivors who lost their homes could face another blow from taxes on settlement payouts. The AP's Lisa Dwyer has more.
Thousands of survivors of the 2025 Eaton Fire in California have elected to accept an upfront settlement from the utility accused of causing the fire, foregoing future litigation for a faster payment that could help them rebuild or relocate. But unless a bill moving through Congress becomes law, that money could be taxed as income, taking big bites out of their payments and possibly disqualifying them from other government benefits. Fire survivors in Colorado, Hawaii, and Oregon face similar challenges.
The U.S. Coast Guard says it's still searching for 6 people who were on board a ship that disappeared during a typhoon. The vessel was later found overturned near the U.S. territory of Saipan. This is AP News.
AP Sports, I'm Gethin Coolball. Oklahoma City opened its postseason NBA title defense with a 119-84 Game 1 rout of Phoenix. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander scored 25 points and was named one of 3 NBA MVP finalists.
Nothing different than who we've been the past couple seasons.
He's joined by Denver's Nikola Jokic and San Antonio's Victor Wembanyama, whose 35 points in his postseason debut paced the Spurs' 111-98 win over Portland. In the East, 8-seeded Orlando shocked top-seeded Detroit 112-101. Stanley Cup playoffs, Juraj Slafkovský's hat-trick helped Montreal top Tampa Bay 4-3 in overtime of Game 1. Buffalo rallied with 4 third-period goals to down Boston 4-3. Matt Fitzpatrick beat Scottie Scheffler in an RBC Heritage playoff, and Tyler Reddick won his 5th NASCAR race of the season in OT at Kansas.
I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.